So welcome to MindLink Innovate, your personal generative AI podcast. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of neurotechnology, specifically brain-computer interfaces.
Absolutely. It's an area ripe with potential. Everything from medical breakthroughs to, well, the future of human-computer interaction. This analytical report we're discussing paints a vibrant picture.
It certainly does. The overview highlights the rapid advancements in both invasive and non-invasive BCIs. The integration with AI for data analysis is particularly interesting.
Agreed. That's a key trend, this move toward non-invasive methods. Safer, more accessible. The report mentions the growing interest in VR and AR integration, too. Imagine the possibilities.
I see. It's like stepping into a whole new reality, controlled by your mind. And the use of machine learning to refine neural data processing, that's a game changer.
It is. And the collaboration between tech companies and academia? That fuels innovation. The report also pointed out the increasing role of neural interfaces in healthcare, especially for disabilities and mental health. Huge implications there.
I got it. What about the market projections? Any noteworthy statistics?
Well, the report cites projections of billions of dollars by 2028, driven largely by medical applications. Experts seem to agree that neural interfaces have the potential to revolutionize human-computer interaction. The sheer volume of research and patents supports that.
Interesting, but it's not all smooth sailing, is it? What challenges does the report identify?
Of course. Safety and reliability of invasive BCIs are paramount. Ethical concerns surrounding privacy and data misuse are also significant. Plus, the cost factor is a barrier.
Right, but I suppose these challenges also create opportunities. I'm thinking specifically about innovation and affordability and non-invasive solutions.
Exactly. Addressing the ethical concerns head-on will be key for building public trust. And the report discusses interoperability, making these interfaces work seamlessly with other technologies. That's a huge opportunity.
So, what's the big picture? What does the future hold for neurotechnology?
The report predicts greater integration into daily life, from medical treatments to personal computing. Think breakthroughs in neurological conditions, intelligent prosthetics, even augmented human cognition. It's a bit mind-boggling.
It is. Imagine controlling devices with our thoughts. You know, I'm a bit skeptical about the augmented cognition part. It sounds a bit too sci-fi. While I agree that neural interfaces will definitely become more integrated into daily life, I think we need to be cautious about overhyping the capabilities, especially in the near future. What do you think?
I see your point. It's important to temper excitement with realism, but the underlying science is incredibly promising. The advancements we've seen even in the last few years are remarkable. I believe it's less about if these things will happen and more about when.
That's a fair assessment. This report certainly highlights the transformative potential of neurotechnology. Thanks for breaking it down with me.
My pleasure. Always fascinating to discuss these advancements.
Thanks for tuning in to MindLink Innovate. We'll see you next time for more cutting-edge tech discussions. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.